now. It's the news time, and here is the very brown, and it's all real, Lee Milner.
Ubisoft is emailing Far Cry 6 owners with a roundup of their playtime so far, prompting a mixed response from some fans. The email, written in the style of the game's villain, El Presidente, is essentially a message meant to encourage your character, Danny Rojas, back into action.
Hola, Rojas. I wanted to thank you for giving me free rein in Yara. Take it easy and know that Yara is in capable hands. Surely you can do better than this.
Now they're emailing you, hassling you if you stop playing.
I am the Games Master, and welcome to my power station.
Games Master is back! The classic show from the 90s where contestants go head-to-head playing video games returns to our screens with Trevor McDonald as the Games Master, available now on YouTube and E4. Xbox are celebrating their 20th birthday this month, happy birthday Xbox, on November the 15th. They released a statement saying we're hard at work on the road ahead and what's to come in the next 20 years. Also, Halo Infinite has been delayed until next year at least. You can play an early version of the multiplayer, but hopefully campaign co-op and Forge will be out before 2041.
Imagine, you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space.
In one of the strangest video adverts of all time, Facebook announced that they're changing the overall company name to Meta as they shift their focus to creating what's called a metaverse. The idea is that you'll head into a game where you can watch films, meet up with friends, play games, learn. It's like a game called Second Life, which first came out in 2003.
This is wild.
So the metaverse. Can you see yourself doing that? Did you ever play Second Life? Because I didn't really.
No.
I was too young for it when it first came out. I think I would have been, well, 13.
Why do they want to change their name?
Well, it's confusing because the overall company that owns Instagram, Facebook and all the rest of it is called Facebook.
Oh, I see.
So it's a bit confusing.
I see.
So their company is called Meta, although Facebook is still called Facebook.
Oh.
They're going to do this metaverse where they want you to wear a headset, like a VR headset, and then go and, let's say you wanted to watch a film.
Metaverse, yep.
And you wouldn't have to actually sit next to me in real life. You could just put your headset on, and I could put one on at work in my break, and
that's
we could
bonkers.
Go to the cinema together.
That's something, like, literally, that you'd think, that'll never happen. Mm. Only, like, the future, in the far, far future, but we're already here. We're living it.
Have you seen, well, you've seen Wreck-It Ralph, I know, because we saw it together. It's like Wreck-It Ralph, where the characters can go into different games.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like if you're playing Zelda and then you decide that you want to cross over and, you know, go and play Mario Kart, you can do that in the metaverse. It's like one massive linked up.
I don't have to shrink and go into a cable and walk into the next
game. It hasn't yet been confirmed.
Okay.